It's another Ag News Update. How important is it to make sure you get your taxes paid? More after this.
That's my ex-girlfriend. That's my ex-ex-girlfriend. That's my ex-ex-ex-girlfriend.
Dating can feel uncomfortable. Your clothes shouldn't. Cotton, the fabric of our lives.
Roger McCohen is a tax law specialist at Washburn University and says when it comes to filing your taxes, don't rely on someone else.
He didn't tell the client that the returns had never been filed, and he also didn't update the IRS with the change in the taxpayer's mailing address. So IRS was sending delinquent notices to an old address. It was bouncing back to the IRS. They couldn't find the guy. And so after 3 years of this stuff, IRS finally shows up at his office one day and said, look, pal, you haven't filed returns for 3 years. And that's the first he knew about it. And so this mess blows up at that point in time. Again, this gets into court, and he sues for a refund of taxes. And so we're in court now, and he wants the refund of the $70,000 in tax penalties that he paid. So he paid the assessment by the IRS and sued for a refund. Well, you always want to make sure that your tax preparer is getting things done. And there is a document that you want to have in your hands, and it's very easy for the tax preparer to email that to you. And that's the acceptance notice from the software company that your returns have been successfully electronically filed. And that's really important because of what the court said in this case. They took that 1985 U.S. Supreme Court opinion, which said you can't delegate the responsibility of filing the return to somebody else, and applied that with respect to e-filed returns. So you can't delegate that responsibility to somebody else either. It's your responsibility to make sure your tax returns have been properly filed.
It's another Ag News Update.